So I am down at the Harrogate Convention Centre ahead of an event coming up next month that looks incredible. We had a little sneak preview of it last week. I think the pictures from that are on strayfm.com now. And I've come back to speak to Richard Catton all about the event. So tell me more, what is the Great Brick Adventure?
Right, the Great Brick Adventure is essentially a huge event. It's taking place from August 31st to September the 2nd. And what we've got is two exhibitions of huge Lego brick sculptures. Now, these have been built for us by a company called Bright Bricks, who specialise in building these huge models out of bricks. So, for example, a dragon, which we just happened to have delivered early on Friday with all the the logistics that came with getting that into the building. It's 430,000 bricks it took to build this dragon. It's 5 metres long. It's here with us for a month just before the opening of the show, but we're going to have lots and lots of exhibits like that. We've got two themed exhibitions, safari, so we've got full-size elephants, believe it or not, tigers, lions, meerkats, a gorilla, and the second exhibition is called Mythical Beasts, so it's based on Greek mythology. We've got a nine-headed hydra, I think it's nine heads anyway, and it's a lot of heads, Cerberus, a three-headed dog. We've got a huge minotaur, the man with the bull's head. We've got Medusa as well. Now, these are all life-size, and they all take hundreds of thousands of bricks to build, and many, many man-hours indeed. But these are absolutely spectacular when they're finished.
They sound absolutely spectacular. I mean, I've already seen the dragon, and it's enormous, so I can only imagine how great all of the others are going to look. How long is it going to take to construct everything? When does setup start?
Well, they're already pre-constructed. They're built down at Bright Bricks headquarters down in, I believe it's Southampton. So to set them up, it doesn't take that long, actually. It's not like a conventional Lego kit. We don't have a booklet. We're not starting from scratch.
Otherwise, you might have started by now and sort of a year in advance.
Absolutely, yeah. Goodness knows how thick the instructions would be. Talking thousands of pages. No, they've already been built. Some of them are so big. For example, the dragon that we recently had delivered, that came in 4 bits. But again, that takes just an hour or so to put together by the experts down there.
Brilliant. So the dragon was originally going to go in the foyer, but is too big even for that, so it's now been moved to a new home. Where is it now?
We did. Well, as PR manager, I had these wonderful ideas of having this huge dragon looking out onto King's Road, but it just wasn't to be. We did all the measurements, and we just couldn't quite squeeze it in. It was just a few inches too tall. So it's down now in Studio 2. Now, if you want to see it, if you go down to the main window, the slope down to our car park underneath Studio 2, you can see it peering out into the street from there, the ramp down into the car park.
How big is each section? If someone's planning to come down for the day, how long should they carve out to spend?
We've got two halls, which has an exhibition in each. So we've got the Mythical Beasts in one hall, one of our big exhibition halls, and the Safari in the other hall. But we also have a interactive section. We've got brick pools, which are, as the name suggests, just massive pools full of bricks. So when you've been inspired by the models here, you can just dive in and spend as long as you want building Lego models. We've also got, and this is going to be fantastic, a feature called Warrior Bots, where you can take control of a remote control robot and do battle with somebody else. I think up to three other competitors all at once, so you can push each other's robots models into the hole in the middle of the arena. That's great because you've got crowds cheering you on, cheering their favourite remote control Lego robot on. That's great. That's Warrior Bots. We've also got Build Harriet the Hippo, where you can actually build a little piece of a huge life-size Lego hippo. So it'll start off from the floor up on the first day, and by the end of the show you should have a life-size hippopotamus, so you can help build a little bit of that. Just another thing for collectors as well, we've got some really cool stalls heading to us as well, so you can stock up on your minifigures, things like that, rare sets. You can even have jewellery engraved with your name on it, Lego bricks with your name on it, turn them into bracelets, necklaces, anything you want. So some really cool stalls coming. So you've got the two exhibitions, but you've also got lots of interactive things to do while you're here. You could easily half a day, even a full day, depends how much you love Lego, and who doesn't love Lego, really?
Who doesn't? It is a full day out, and you can be part of building something for the next Great Brick Adventure with that hippo. If people want to find tickets to the Great Brick Adventure, where can they get their tickets from?
Head to our website, www.harrogateconventioncentre.co.uk. Go to our What's On pages, everything is there. Or you could just Google Great Brick Adventure Harrogate, and it should take you to our website. But that's the first place to go to get your tickets. They are selling, they're on sale now, and they're flying out, as you can imagine. Everybody loves Lego, and it's something to do right at the end of the school holidays to take the sting out of going back to school.
Richard, that's great. Thank you very much.